Roading challenges. The 2016 moment magnitude 7.8 earthquake produced the strongest ground shaking ever recorded for an earthquake in New Zealand. The 2016 earthquake closed State Highway 1 and the main North Line railway between Picton and Christchurch. All roads and the rail network in and out of the Kaikoura area were damaged and closed by the slips. Kaikoura and the surrounding rural communities were isolated. Restoring these transport networks quickly was a top priority, while at the same time keeping the community safe, engaged and informed. NICTA, the North Canterbury Transport Infrastructure Recovery Alliance, was set up to restore the road and rail networks between Picton and Christchurch. The top priority was to reopen State Highway 1 and the main North Line Railway. Construction of these transport networks had to happen at the same time and quickly. A safe, durable road and rail line had to be designed that minimised impact on the environment, wildlife and landscape. The difficult terrain, along with coastal and weather conditions, has been and still is a major challenge. These environmental factors mean that changes are made regularly to the recovery program to keep everyone safe and the work on track. The top priority was to reopen State Highway 1 and the main North Line Railway. What does this make you think about the importance of our transport networks? State Highway 1. More than 200 areas of road along State Highway 1 were affected by the earthquake. Close to 1 million cubic metres, about 400 Olympic-sized swimming pools, of loose material dislodged by the earthquakes fell onto the road and rail line. More than 30 slips were identified south of Kaikoura and 9 major slips north of Kaikoura. After a lot of hard work, State Highway 1 and south of Kaikoura reopened for daytime travel on 15th December 2017. It then reopened for nighttime travel on Monday 30 April 2018. More than 30,000 square metres of steel mesh was wrapped around slips south of Kaikoura, and new infrastructure, such as bridges and seawalls, had been built to the north. A different Picton to Christchurch route. With State Highway 1 closed after the earthquake, drivers between Christchurch and Picton had to be diverted to a different route along State Highway 63, 6, 65 and 7 and the Alpine Lewis Pass. The increased traffic along this route impacted the road as well as local communities. New speed limits were set to improve safety for both drivers and communities. The road was also upgraded so it could handle the extra traffic. I wonder how this increased traffic affected local communities. What might have been good? Bad. The Inland Road, Route 70, between Kaikoura and Waio. Another priority was to restore access to communities which were cut off by earthquake damage. The Inland Road, Route 70, via Waio and Mount Lyford, was the best way to restore access to Kaikoura. The badly damaged road had to be made safe for general use. This included clearing the road of more than 50 slips, stabilizing slopes, repairing damage, building an entirely new diversion road around the highly unstable Walesback section. Access through this route was restored within a few days of the earthquake. Emergency supplies were then able to get through to areas cut off by earthquake damage. Main North Line Railway. The Main North Line Railway between Picton and Christchurch is important for moving freight and people between the North and South Islands. Nearly 900 sites along this line were damaged. The line was buried under more than 90 slips and landslides. 59 bridges and 20 rail tunnels were also damaged. 10 months after the earthquake, some freight rail services were able to start again. This helped to reduce the number of trucks on the road and improve the ability to supply goods to the area. KiwiRail is still working hard to get the track ready for passenger trains, but these won't be running until mid-2018 at the earliest. As a measure of the scale of the work that was carried out, about 50,000 cubic meters of ballast, enough to fill 20 Olympic-sized swimming pools, was used to restore the track, commemorating the rebuild of the line with a sculpture. A sculpture was unveiled at the reopening event in Kaikoura on 15 September 2017. The sculpture commemorated the effort put in by the 1,500 people involved in the main North Line rebuild. It also recognised the November 2016 earthquake event and its effects on the wider community. Caring for people. NECTA worked closely with local communities to provide employment and business opportunities. More than 1,300 people from 100 organisations joined the rebuild effort, which included many residents and businesses from Kaikoura and surrounding areas. Keeping everyone informed has been an important part of this NECTA project, including local communities affected by the roads, New Zealand businesses that rely on the roads for transporting goods, public travelling along the road, tourists visiting the country. Regular community meetings were held in the Kaikoura area, as well as door knocks in some neighbourhoods to discuss upcoming high-impact work. A NECTA office was opened in Kaikoura's main street for residents and others wanting updates on the recovery work.